Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Cheer. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
It's lesson 17. Today's key sentence is...
おすすめは何ですか?
おすすめは何ですか? What do you recommend? More literally, what is your recommendation?
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. She's come to a bookstore with her friends Sakura and Rodrigo. This is their conversation at the manga section.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 17.
あ、この本いいな。あれも面白そう。さくらさんのおすすめは何ですか?
これはどう?
ホラーはちょっと。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Anna said,
あ、この本いいな。
Ah, this book is good.
あ
is an exclamation expressing a mild surprise or emotion.
この本。
この本 is
この
this and
本。
Book. Together it means this book.
いいな
means is good.
いい
is an adjective meaning good.
な
is a particle you add at the end of a sentence. You do so when you're murmuring or talking to yourselves.
Being happy is 嬉しい so when I'm happy I might say 嬉しいな right?
That's right. Okay, Anna continues.
あれも面白そう。
That too looks interesting.
あれ
is that.
も
is a particle meaning too.
面白そう
means to look or seem interesting. The original form of this word is
面白い
interesting. You change its ending
い
to
そう
to form 面白そう。
そう
indicates you're making a guess or a judgment by looking at a thing. Anna has found a lot of manga that looks interesting, but she can't decide which to buy. So, she asks Sakura.
Sakura-san のおすすめは何ですか?
What is Sakura's recommendation?
おすすめ
is a recommendation.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
Sakura-san のおすすめ
Sakura's recommendation
は
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
何ですか?
What is it? Do you remember it? Today's key sentence.
おすすめは何ですか?
What is your recommendation? Is a useful expression. So, let's memorize it.
Sakura picks up a manga and suggests it to Anna.
これはどう?
What about this?
これ
is this. Wa is the topic marker.
どう
is what do you think. It's an expression for asking about another person's idea. The
ですか
has been omitted, making the expression casual. It's a question, so please remember to say it with a rising intonation.
Anna looks at the book Sakura suggested and answers,
ホラーはちょっと。
Horror stories are a little bit...
Horror
means horror. It's a loan word from horror in English. Wa is the topic marker.
ちょっと
is a little bit. You can say this to decline a proposal in a soft, indirect way. After ちょっと, direct negative expressions such as not my favorite are omitted.
ちょっと, right? So when somebody offers me something I don't like...I can refuse it by saying, ちょっと.
Yes. Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 17 again.
あ、この本いいな。あれも面白そう。さくらさんのおすすめは何ですか?
これはどう?
ホラーはちょっと。
Now our corner for Teacher's Teacher. This program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned 面白そう, to look or seem interesting. We say this when we make a guess. Can the professor tell us more about how to use expressions like this?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, as in
面白そう。
It seems interesting. If you add
そう
after an adjective, you can talk about what you think or guess after you look at or listen to something. In lesson 13, we said we have two kinds of adjectives in Japanese. One kind is called e adjectives. They end with e, like
面白い,
interesting, and
忙しい,
busy. The other kind is na adjectives. They take na after them when they come before nouns that they modify.
暇,
free, or having nothing to do is among them. When you add so, an expression for guessing, to e adjectives, you change e to so. For example,
忙しい,
busy becomes
忙しそう,
seems to be busy. For na adjectives, you just add so to them. For example,
暇,
free becomes
暇そう,
seems to be free, seems to have nothing to do. Now I will explain about how to turn so into the negative form. In the case of e adjectives, you change e to
苦なさそう.
For example,
忙しい,
busy becomes
忙しくなさそう,
doesn't seem busy. As for na adjectives, you put
ではなさそう
after the adjectives. For example,
暇,
free becomes
暇ではなさそう.
暇ではなさそう doesn't seem free.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up is our corner for sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Jonathan, what do you think is the Japanese word for this?
Wait a sec, I didn't hear anything.
Actually, Japanese has a word to express a state where there is no sound.
Shin.
A library is usually quiet. We describe this as
shin.
Or, if you tell a joke but nobody laughs, you could describe the situation using shin.
You know, that happens to me all the time.
Now, Jonathan, I have another question for you. What does the following word describe?
Zurari.
Zurari. I have no idea.
Zurari describes people or things forming a line. For example, you say a room is lined with books is
zurari.
In today's sound words, we introduced
shin
and
zurari.
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は...
A large bookstore has PC terminals for customers. We can use them to check if the store has a book we are looking for, and if so, where. It's convenient. Did you enjoy Lesson 17? Today's key sentence was
おすすめは何ですか?
おすすめは何ですか? What do you recommend?
Well, Anna's pretty happy. She's bought a romantic comedy manga. Next time, though, Anna gets into a little trouble.
Find out what happens when you join us next time.
さようなら!